Today, I am talking to Michael Mogan. He is an operations manager for 611 BPO. 611 is one of the leading outsourcing suppliers down in Davao. And in fact, they're one of the biggest employers down there with over 3,000 staff spread across three offices. So it's a big operation. It's brilliantly run. And we get the experiences and insight from Michael from the perspective of an operations manager. And we hear about him managing a successful client account. He shares his examples and experiences of that. And, you know, we get the insight of Michael having worked in the outsourcing industry for the last 12 years. So I had a fantastic conversation. And of course, we learn a lot about 611 BPO. If you want to know anything about what we discuss or any of the links, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I am joined by Michael Mogan. He is an operations manager for 611, which is a fantastic outsourcing supplier down in Davao. They are leading the way, certainly in various aspects of outsourcing. And certainly, you know, if you are looking for an outsourcing supplier based outside of the Metro Manila. So it's great to have Michael on the show. We are talking to Michael from the perspective of an operations manager. He's got a lot of experience in the outsourcing industry, which we're going to tap into today. And also, I think we are going to explore a case study or an example of a successful outsourcing client, which is pretty exciting. Michael Mogan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Derek. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. And Michael, I want to start by asking you, you are based down in Davao. You haven't always been based down in Davao. Tell us about the outsourcing industry in Davao.
Well, Davao itself is one of the largest city in the Philippines, and also third, following Quezon City in Manila. So when we say population, we have a lot of people here as for workforce, and people are also good in English. So that's why outsourcing Davao City is a good place to start.
Yeah, it is. You know, everyone, I suppose it's the same with every kind of culture and everything, but everything tends to sort of gravitate to the biggest city. And that's not always a good thing. In the Philippines, there's 110 million people. There's 7,000 islands, and there's a lot happening outside of Metro Manila. And you know, one of the advantages is you know, significantly cheaper outside of the metro. There's also less traffic, less pollution. So yeah, there's a lot of good opportunities for businesses, for clients, and also it's often a better lifestyle for staff, isn't it?
Yeah, you're correct with that, Derek. Since it's outside Manila, it's cheaper for our workforce, and also less traffic. I can assure you that compared to Manila. And also, since you are in island of Mindanao, we have a lot of beaches, so tourism is high as well.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to go down there about a year ago. It is a great place. So, Michael, maybe we should start just by introducing yourself briefly. You've spent many years in the outsourcing industry. Do you want to just give us a brief background on your involvement in outsourcing?
Yes. Once again, my name is Michael Mogan. I've been into outsourcing for over 12 years now. I've been an agent for 2 years, and the rest of my life work is with managing people. So from supervisor to assistant manager to operations manager. So I've handled a couple of campaigns or clients already. And I think that's it. I mean, all my life, all my work experience are with outsourcing.
And, you know, this is very common in the Philippines, and but you've spent most of your life working on U.S. accounts, have you, in, you know, which effectively means working night shift in the Philippines, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Most of the clients that we have are from the US, and from customer support to sales support to back office jobs. Source
Yeah,
things.
amazing. And I think people that haven't been to the Philippines don't really realize how crazy it is at nighttime here. There's the cities are just alive with people
That's
going
correct.
to work. All the shops are still open, restaurants normally in before COVID, and it's just so normal to be up through the night here. So it's
Yeah,
kind of
that's
crazy to
because of
see.
outsourcing. Other people outside was given business or life because of outsourcing. So we are not just giving jobs for people, but also businesses for other people outside outsourcing.
Yeah, there's the whole kind of flow on community, isn't there? And all the shops and restaurants, and it's an incredible thing for the Philippines. So, Michael, I want to ask you about let's go to 6-11. And this is a good story to share. Maybe you had had enough. You spent a long time building your career in Manila, and then you wanted to return home. Is that right? And which is Davao. And you were able to transfer all of your knowledge from the Manila outsourcing industry to Davao.
Yes, that's right. So after my stint in Manila, I transferred back here in my home city, which is Davao City, and I was ha hired by 6-11, wherein 6-11 is one of the first leading Davao-based solution-oriented contact center. And they've been in this business for over 15 years now, and I can
Yeah.
and they're focusing on SMEs, small to medium enterprises clients. So they have a proven track record and success.
And
And
what's a snapshot of 6-11 like? How big are you now? How can we kind of gauge the size?
yeah, we started at 20 seats. Now we are at 3,000 seats. We have three sites located, two in Davao City and one in Jensen, General Sanos City.
Crazy.
So
That's a big company. It doesn't sound that big for the Philippines, but if you're sitting, I don't know, in the West, 3,000 people is a lot of people, huh? And so, Michael, you tell us a little bit about what you do in 6-11. You actually specifically manage one client or account, as they're referred to in outsourcing. Can you tell us, introduce us to the account that you manage?
yes, currently I'm managing Ejam. It's an e-commerce company that started in July 2018, 2019. We started handling them July 2019 with four seats only. Now
So
it
that was
has,
about a year ago, huh?
yeah, a
Just
year
over a year.
ago. And after a year, we've grown to 130 seats.
That's crazy, huh? And that's not that uncommon a story, is it, with outsourcing? And just give us an overview of what sort of functions do you do for EJAM? What kind of different roles or departments?
Yeah, we started previously. We only started as a customer support. We answer emails, but eventually we due to performance, and it's cheaper here in Davao. So the client move all and they focus their all the businesses here in Davao City. So we have grown from four seats to 130. So we have now customer support, sales support, social media moderation. So in social media moderation, so we have people handling comments in Facebook, direct messages, and posts. We also do influencer support. So these people, our agents in influencers, are looking for influencers and negotiate with them to create video to represent the brand of Ejam. And
And what is EJAM? It's like an e-commerce kind of management company, is it?
yeah, Ejam is an e-commerce company. They provide direct to consumer brands. So these brands are directly sent to customers with no middlemen.
Yeah. And EJAM probably came over here. They were like, well, not came over here, but hired people in the Philippines.
Right.
And they were probably a little bit, kind of timid at the start, and it was a success. And now they have 130 people in the Philippines, which is crazy growth. Do you know, has the company expanded, which has, created the need for more and more and more people, or is it really just sort of transferred roles?
Actually, they grow because of the success in sales and the due to COVID as well, apparently, because during COVID people start to do panic buying and started to look for, because we're the toilet papers are getting so panic buying and done. So what they did is they look for products that can replace those things. So, and one of the products of EJAM is grown had grown from 200% sales to 400 to 600 sales during those months. And so we that means we need a lot of people also to assist those customers we also need people to generate sales to call these customers and and do the back office jobs as well.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh? It's COVID's been hard on a lot of businesses, but then there's certain niches where it's just gone crazy, and EJAM is obviously one of those beneficiaries. And so what are the, can you give us insight into what are some more of the kind of really technical roles, complex roles that the EJAM is entrusting the Philippines and 6-11 to facilitate?
Yeah, aside from customer support and sales, we also have chargeback team, refund, and fulfillment team. So chargeback team, they are the one who's handling cases filed by customers. So we send representment for EJAM and try to win those cases. So those are technical skills that are done by 6-11. We also do the refund. So anything that any cases that customers send a request for refund or cancellation of orders. So yeah, those are being done by our refund team. Same goes with fulfillment. They are the one who's making sure that the products are being delivered, send updates to customers. So those are technical jobs that been entrusted to us by EJAM.
And can you explain the feeling, the dynamics for people that necessarily aren't, kind of on like aren't so familiar with outsourcing? Do these 130 people that are sitting down in Davao, do they feel like they are working for 6-11, or do they feel like they are part of the EJAM team? And whose kind of team is this?
These are all employees of 6-11, and they work for 6-11. So sometimes, if other accounts or clients will, because of COVID, closes, or they wanted to close down their campaign, or just wants to have a few people left for their campaign. So we get those people and transfer to EJAM to assist us because of the need of people as well.
Got it. And do you help, EJAM does like whatever fulfillment, for example, do they just come to you and say, Michael, look, sort out our fulfillment operations and you go and do it? Or are they sort of actively managing the staff, the processes and things like that?
They give us a job and for fulfillment, and they just train us for at least a week, I think, and provided tools needed, and then from there we manage everything. We train the right people fit for it, and yeah.
Well done, and you're largely powering their business now, yeah.
That's right.
And you see this a lot, obviously. I mean, you've got 3,000 staff there. What are some other examples that you see in outsourcing generally or with 6-11? What other tasks are done there? Is it
Yeah.
all big people like that, or do you have a blend of different company sizes?
Yeah, we have a blend of company sizes. We also cater 2 seats, 4 seats. It depends with what our clients wants. We also have other clients for lead generation, sales lead generation. We also do that. We also provide technical support. We also have data entry. tasks or we also have virtual assistants, so we also provide those services called calling scripts inside Sales Skills. So almost all in almost same as what we are doing with DJAM.
And with look, sales, I don't like to focus too much on sales because the industry has a little bit of a sort of hangover from call centers, from originally sort of being associated just with call centers, hammering out calls. And then, of course, the sort of slightly murkier end of that is phone sales and things like that. But it's such a, it's still a critical piece of many businesses. And there's a good way of doing it, a wrong way of doing it, but do you have experience in building voice accounts, and do you help clients with the scripting, with the process and everything like that for voice and sales accounts?
Yes, we do. Sometimes we have clients that have no experience or doesn't have any experience in customer support and with providing scripts. So what we do is we provide them scripts. We create scripts for them. Like with what I did with EJAM, I created a quality analyst support team to make sure that all calls are in good quality and customers are getting good experience. So EJAM doesn't know how to do that, so we provide that to our client, making sure that we provide good customer service to to their customers.
And the outsourcing industry it's referred to often as business process outsourcing or BPO. And the process means that it's about building a process, mapping a process, and then refining and iterating a process. Is that right? And you, I assume, as a as an ops guy, as 12 years into outsourcing, you are super proficient at processes. Is that true that like a large part of your job is the mapping of processes, developing KPIs to represent the processes, and then just kind of improving? This podcast is brought to you by Outsource Accelerator. We are the world's leading outsourcing marketplace and advisory. We help big and small businesses with their outsourcing needs, and we can help you too. We cover everything from business and staffing strategy, optimal outsourcing structures, implementations, and fully managed services. If you're already outsourcing, about to start, or somewhere in between, then we can ensure that you get the best from outsourcing. That's the best prices, best terms, and of course, the best results from your outsourcing practices. We list over 700 outsourcing suppliers on our website, host this leading outsourcing podcast, and have over 5,000 pages of content. Because we span the entire market, we can ensure that you get the best deal possible. We offer everything from light brokerage, co-managed services, through to fully managed solutions. Get in touch today. Visit us at outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Mention that you're a podcast listener, and we will give you special attention plus a 10% discount. This is for a limited time only. Go to outsourceaccelerator.com/quote.
Right, that's correct. We created KPIs, targets for our agents, making sure that those numbers are moving, where we can see the progress of each supports or if every task that we do. So from there, the client has a clear view of what's going on with this company.
And this is what I tell clients. Like you can access the Philippines, you can get, highly qualified, highly capable people. But you're also tapping into an industry that is, 25 years in. You've been working in the industry, 12 years. And there's all this sort of executive talent and knowledge that can actually help the client's business progress. So there's incredible value there. And in terms of, we don't have to dive too much into the specifics of pricing, but in terms of pricing, how, if a new client is approaching 611, is it sort of by person, by hour, or do you kind of, what about the supervision and the structuring of the program. How does the pricing typically work?
Well, what I'm sure is it's cheaper here in Davao compared to other cities in that provides outsourcing. Also, it's team leaders, operations manager, recruitment and staffing is free, and we also provide 2 weeks free 2 weeks training for our agents, and we also have 24/7 IT support for our possible clients. I think most likely we are cheaper, at least $4 to $5 compared to other places in the Philippines, because the cost of living here in Davao is cheaper than other cities. That's also the reason why I went back here in Davao. I miss the fresh air, the beaches, and the cost of living. It's really, really cheap.
Yeah, and like your cash goes a lot further. You don't have to be stuck in traffic. There's a strong reason now why people are going outside of Manila again, isn't it? And the Philippine government is doing a lot to try and get businesses to lo relocate
That's right.
out into the provinces, the secondary and tertiary cities. So I really encourage the audience to explore alternatives to staffing in Metro Manila, and especially Davao, because it's a very, very established city. Michael, can we, give us insight into the coronavirus? We're 6 months in now. Just take us back to sort of March. You've got 3,000 people to deal with in a kind of crazy, fast-changing environment. Can you take us back there? And what was it like in March? Were you guys scrambling to get everyone working from home?
Yeah, right. Yeah, during that time it's really hard. I mean, people has no experience on how to handle COVID, I mean coronavirus, and everyone is afraid. So, what we did on 6/11 did is follow what the expert says. So, our company provided hotel accommodation for those people who will stay at the office while majority of the people work from home. It's a good thing that our executives here in 6/11 are decisive and made it I mean they made a way for us to make sure that it's convenient for us to work at home as well.
Yeah, because it's so critical. Businesses come to you for, well, I mean, you're powering the back end of people's businesses, but they need consistency, don't they, and reliability. And then when something like this happens, it's potentially crazy. But and how did Davao go? What isn't so good in the provinces is internet, and I'm sure 6/11 has killer internet, and the BPOs have the capacity to ensure that the internet is incredible, but people's homes maybe not so good. How is the internet generally for your agents?
Yeah, that's one of the problem that we had previously, but I think due to the feedback coming from businesses, our service provider improve as well the internet capability at home. Yeah, it happened during the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but apparently due to these feedbacks, they improved the services as well.
Nice. Yeah, I live in the Philippines, obviously, and it was crazy. I think the internet actually improved once we went into COVID, so that's something good to come out of it.
Yeah, something to add as well is what's good in Davao is people are disciplined. They listen to the government, they follow instructions and all. So the infection of COVID is limited. And that's also one way of us now we are almost going back to the normal process. They call it new normal. We still follow the social distancing and all, but I think we're in a good path.
Yeah, so what is the and Davao, as a sort of handy tip, isn't it like the fourth safest city in Asia or something?
Yeah, that's true. That's one of the fourth safest city in Asia, due to the discipline, and we always follow what's the government says, and that's the reason why the Davao developed to this what we are right now.
And it really is a, because it's a long way from Manila, but it's really getting an incredible reputation for being a tech hub. And also, it's got a lot of good universities, and you can get the staff you need down there. It's really becoming, a great outsourcing center now, isn't it?
I agree. We also have a lot of universities coming up right now, coming from Manila. They are going to Davao as well. Aside from the current universities that we have here.
And so what is it like now, the new normal you mentioned? Things are kind of back to normal. Like, what is your you've got three offices with like 3,000 seats total. Are people back in the office, or are most people working from home? What's happening now?
Well, right now, it's much, much better versus with during the time of quarantine. And we went back to the office now. Majority of our workforce are in the office, but we still have a very few percentage of our people who are staying at home. What we do right now with this new normal, we still follow the guidelines set by the government to us, making sure that we avoid infection with COVID. So, 611 has established strict guidelines for that.
Right. It's a big responsibility, isn't it? And the governments here, they're putting more onus on the businesses, whereas I get the feeling that overseas, the governments are really supporting and bailing out the businesses, whereas I think there's a lot of sort of kind of the onus is put on the businesses here to do the testing to ensure that the safety is there and social distancing, and it's a pretty big weight to bear, yeah. But it's good to hear that you're doing well. So, Michael, if take us through a sort of common introductory call. If people, I'm always encouraging businesses out there to start outsourcing. A lot of businesses don't sort of they're timid to take the first step. But what would you say to people in the initial inquiry? If they're just exploring outsourcing, what's typically the process?
Well, what I can say is outsourcing is one of the best jobs that I ever had. Davao is the best place for you guys to check out also. One is it's cheaper. The availability of the internet is there. It's fast, and we also have 611 here that can accommodate almost all kinds of jobs coming from our clients. And through the experience that we had here, over 15 years of experience, I think that's enough for to say that we have a good success throughout the year.
Yeah, and it's just sort of reiterating to businesses and clients that it's not just the basic stuff. Like, you guys are doing pretty technical things, and really, really running businesses. This isn't just the VAs. It's not just answering phones. It's some pretty complex stuff. And what do you say, Michael, to people that are worried about the ethical aspects that people, it's kind of like a sweatshop and people aren't getting paid enough because they look at the pay in the Philippines versus the US and they say that's not fair, you're abusing labor. But actually, it's different from the Philippines, isn't it? People are earning really good money for what they do. It's now a very respected industry and profession to get into. You've been in outsourcing for 12 years. How do you see the outsourcing industry and your outsourcing career?
I agree with your statement that people here in BPO or outsourcing are paid more compared to the regular jobs that we are getting here in the Philippines. So agents or people here are much happier working in BPO because the salary is higher, the sales incentives, the benefits that they're getting from the company is great, and the medical benefits. Such stuff. They get vacation leaves. They can so if I can share, we also have quarterly team building. So people will go to the beach, enjoy the day for their hard day's work.
Cool. And people like you, for example, people actually, it's a career, huh? And it's a really good career. And people are building their careers in outsourcing. And you've obviously got to put in the years, but there's a lot of exciting roles and kind of a ladder for people to be on, yeah.
Yeah, me myself, I'm an engineer, but because of the opportunity coming from BPO, I grab it. BPO is a very broad career. You can be a teacher, you can be an engineer, you can be a technical support, you can be a nurse as well. So jobs like for nurse, we also have that, medical transcriptionists. So all stuffs that are roaming around or any kind of job that you're seeing outside are also being seen in BPO. So I'm happy that I work in outsourcing and I think I'm successful.
Michael, people might be concerned as well about the conditions that people are working in, and I think people sometimes have a vision of sweatshops and stuff like that. I haven't been to 6-11, but I have seen photos. What is the reality like? What is 6-11 like?
Well, it's if you're going to compare it, it's one of the best place to work with. It's air conditioned. People has a nice place. They have we have a pantry. We have sleeping area. We have billiard halls. So people after the break, if people are on break, they can play basketball as well. So I think this is a very nice place. I don't think so. It's like what you're saying, that it's like a sweatshop.
Yeah, what I see outsourcing facilities in there, they're much closer to kind of Google, what you'd imagine Google headquarters. And 6-11, from what I've seen in the photos, it's a pretty impressive place. And again, I think it's just rewiring what people's impressions of offshoring is and getting them to explore it. Michael, it's been really, really interesting talking to you and getting the perspective of operations and also what you're doing for EJAM over at 6-11. If anyone wants to talk to you or get in touch with 6-11 or explore working with 6-11, how can they do that?
Well, they can only visit our website at 611bpo.com. That's our main website. You can always contact us there. We have our numbers or emails how to contact us.
That was Michael Mogan of 611 BPO. If you want to get in touch with Michael or 611, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.